Welcome, everyone, to tonight's Ignite Your Business Thursday call. I am your host, Ryan Yukomi, and tonight we are going to talk about asking yourself big questions. Asking yourself big questions. So Tony Robbins is very famous for quoting that the quality of your life is based upon the quality of questions you ask yourself. And my mentor taught me, if you ask yourself better questions, you get better answers. But what do most of us do? We fall into this trap of having very limited and negative self-talk. So we're going to talk about how we can retrain some of your thought systems to a more empowering belief system, a belief system that will serve you guys to achieve your life's goals and dreams and make you a lot happier. So I think you guys will really enjoy this call. This is a topic that changed my life. This is a topic that has helped me make, you know, hundreds of thousands of dollars working from home and will eventually help me make millions of dollars. And all that means is that I have this wonderful opportunity to serve and help a lot of people change their life. So as I was saying at the beginning of the call, go and grab a pen and a piece of paper and take notes. And also I would grab a glass of water as I have beside me. By the way, water is one of the best things that you guys can be drinking. It is such an energizer. I'm sure most of you guys on this call are all spiritual seekers. You guys are probably really into health, so I'm pretty sure you're already drinking a lot of water. So definitely grab yourself a glass of water. Today's been a really, really, really great day. It's been a fantastic day. I had this great opportunity to be interviewed on a podcast launching tomorrow called Weird Entrepreneurs. And the gentleman that opened the podcast said to me, okay, so for all of our listeners, we know we start these podcasts and they ask you, what is the weirdest thing that has been going on in your life as of late and or about you that we don't know? So you guys are going to get to hear that. It was a really funny interview. It was a lot of fun. But I'll let you guys know when that interview goes live, and I think you're really going to enjoy it. But I know the podcast goes live tomorrow. It's called Weird Entrepreneurs. It's any entrepreneur who is really spiritual, you know, really into that kind of stuff, I think you guys are going to love this. So let's shift focus and get back on here. For those of you guys that are listening to me for the first time, again, my name is Ryan Yukomi. I'm the CEO of Money and Miracles Breakthrough Coaching and also the Work From Home Summit series and the recently launched six-week Soulful Money Masterclass. And so I focus a lot on helping people embrace their greatness and running through some of the challenges with limiting beliefs, negative self-talk, disempowering actions, and getting your belief systems in alignment with your habits so you can achieve your life's goals and dreams. So tonight is such a fantastic topic, guys, and this is going to be a 30-minute call, well, about a 27-minute call now. And I just want to remind you guys, this is your time. This is really your time. You guys have probably had busy days just like me, and now this is your time to connect. So consider this your personal growth time, right? Or it's your spiritual growth time, however you want to look at it. But this is where you invest into yourself, right? We always say, I tell you guys this all the time. These calls are based on this philosophy. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. Your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. So I truly believe that the more that you work on your inner game, the more that you work on yourself, the more you'll have direction in your life and clarity and have inspired action to be able to create the life, the time freedom that you guys want, to be able to make a bigger difference in other people's lives, right? So your outer world is a reflection of your inner world. So what you're working on right now is the inner game. My mentor, John, says he calls it just like we have exercise. This is inner size. He actually trademarked that. This is inner size. So we're working on the inside stuff, the mindset stuff. So many of us have taught ourselves how to get into shape physically, but so few of us understand how to exercise our brain. The most important piece of equipment that runs our lives every single day. So here is what this call is all about. Negative self-talk belief systems, here's what I want to remind you guys, is if you're not where you want to be in life, you know, as far as where you see yourself being with your business or your life in general, it's because there's some form of underlying commitment that is stopping you, right? So you have a conscious goal where you're like, okay, Rye, I want to change my life. I got a lot of people that come to me and they say, I want to change my life. I want to, you know, sign up more people. Or I want to get more clients in, or I want to do this or that. But their day-to-day habits or actions are not congruent with the goals and dreams in their life. So the underlying commitment is to something else. And that's what we're going to identify tonight. So there is going to be no visualization process tonight. I really want to drill home some information with you guys that I know will change your life. So think of it this way. If you're running a Windows 95 program and it's 2014, would you continue to use that computer? Probably not. When there's a brand new, beautiful, high-powered Mac that you could go purchase and get everything you wanted accomplished super fast. But some of you guys are running your business, growing your business, changing your life, and you're still running on old, outdated software, right? You're still running on old PCs, Windows 95, Windows 98, the stuff that doesn't serve you anymore, but you're trying to get ahead running on the same belief system that is no longer serving you, that has probably been going on for decades at this point. So this, the purpose of this call is to make the biggest challenges that you're facing, make them conscious. So take them from the unconscious to the conscious. So here's a question for you guys. How many of you feel like you sabotage yourself? Like there's some beliefs, there's some negativity, there's some limiting self-talk, there's something internally that is happening within you that is stopping you from moving forward, and you know it, and maybe you're aware of it, maybe you're not, but you know there's something stopping you, and you want to break free. Just hit *2 on your handset if you can relate. You don't have to unmute yourself. I won't unmute you, but hit *2. I just want to see how many of you on the line feel that there's some form of belief or negativity or some lack or struggle within your language patterns that is stopping you from making more money and growing your business. Yeah, a lot of you guys, the lines are lighten up. We've got 70% of you, more hands, almost 80% of you. Wow. And that doesn't even include everyone on the webcast. So that is amazing. So a lot of you guys feel that, and this is what I do. I'm pretty good at picking up on energy. So a lot of you guys feel this. Okay, so this is fantastic. So this call is really, really, really going to help you. So I can relate to this. I struggled with this for years, right? So you guys all have the vision that you want to create and the life, but then there's something stopping you. Let me grab some water here. So let's go into self-talk. So in this idea of thinking big, asking big questions, it really comes down to retraining the way that you think, right? So obviously we have a higher source, a connection, whoever you want to call that, the universe or God or Jesus or Buddha, whoever. We have our higher connection, but then we also have our brain. And our brain is this amazing piece of machinery. It is the most fastest processing computer on the planet, right? There is no man-made computer that can process information faster, right? So one of the things that we have is our thoughts. And I mean, from what I've read and what I've heard from a lot of my mentors is that when we talk about self-talk, those are the ideas that we're thinking about all the time. 80% of our self-talk is negative in nature on average. 80%. That means 80% of the time we're not even being optimistic. 80% of the time we're negative. 95% of our self-talk is about ourselves. That means all day long you're going about your day, and 95% of the time you're thinking about yourself, and you're probably beating yourself up, filled with shame or guilt or frustration or feelings of failure or not being good enough or feeling less than, right? All of those emotions are coming up. And so what we want to do through this call is become aware and what we call pattern interrupt. Pattern interrupt is a process of making the unconscious conscious. So right now, you want to grow your business, but chances are 80% of your self-talk is negative, limiting, disempowering, and 95% of your thoughts are about yourself. Crazy, right? So you could see how you go to a live event, or you go to a company event, or you go to Tony Robbins' 3-day mastermind, and now you feel amazing. because all of a sudden, wow, the self-talk changed, right? I'm talking and speaking to myself more empowering. I'm around empowering people. And that's what happens. So it's not that successful people are more gifted than you or more talented than you. They talk to themselves differently than you talk to yourself. And I get this. And here's why. I'll give you an example. Think of the Kardashians, right? I don't care for the show The Kardashians at all. Chris seems to like to watch it sometimes. But I will tell you this. The Kardashians were brought into a family, and they were already wealthy. So they already had an abundance mindset. I have a good friend of mine. She lives in San Diego. Her father was a very successful entrepreneur. And she became a very successful entrepreneur. She's a multimillionaire. And so just like the Kardashians, if we grow up in an environment where our parents and our family were affluent, they didn't grow up with broke beliefs. They had a very great outlook and relationship with money and work and entrepreneurship and how they spoke to themselves, then chances are we are going to think the same way. But the majority of us, and I guarantee you, every single person on this line did not grow up in a wealthy family, myself included. And if your parents had negative beliefs about money, you will have negative beliefs about money until you change it, right? So this is what we're doing. So you are going against the grain, and you're starting to think differently. This is why, right, your business isn't at where you want it to be, because everything on some level starts with the mind. It starts with a thought. Starts with a thought, right? We have our thoughts. Our thoughts lead to what? Our emotions. Our emotions make us feel. Our emotions lead to our actions, right? Through repetition, our actions create our habits. And through repetition of our habits, we create our life results, right? You don't become 100 pounds overweight overnight. You become 100 pounds overweight by through a repetition of limiting beliefs that created habits and emotions that created the results of the weight over years and decades of time. The same is true about debt. The same is true about not living your purpose. The same is true with having a terrible relationship with your significant other. It's a compound effect that happens over years and years and years, but it starts with your belief system and your thoughts. So what we want to work on and be able to flip is the way that you talk to yourself. And we do this by asking empowering questions. So self-talk is a starting point, right? I really hope you guys are hearing me on this. So this goes back to your childhood conditioning. And this is what I found with a lot of my clients, if we're not raised in that environment that's an empowering, I mean, just think of it this way. Let me put it in the simplest terms. If your dad was Tony Robbins, do you think you'd be successful today? Probably. There's probably a higher probability you would be as far as business and success and whatnot, right? If you think that, you know, maybe you grew up and your, I don't know, mother was Oprah and your father was Wayne Dyer, chances are you'd be really successful and spiritually connected, right? But if you grew up and your dad had problems with money, had problems with direction, your mom was uncentered, unfocused, worked in jobs that they hated. If they had that belief system, then that will become your reality as well until you change it, right? If you want to take it a step further, there is lessons that you need to learn from this for your evolution and growth as a person. So don't blame your parents. Don't blame your family. It's not their fault. It's not their fault at all. But the beautiful thing is we can change this, right? We can completely change this moving forward. The challenge that you're going to face is that our thoughts are addictive. We are addictive. I have several of my coaching clients. One of them just launched an amazing program. She'd never done a launch before, guys. She filled the program, 83 people in a week at a $47 price point, 83 people. She'd never done this before. She's in the health industry. And when she came to me, this is what she said. She says, I want to put, we talked about some numbers and where it's going to be. And I said, shoot for 100. And she says, 100? And she says, I don't know about that. She says, okay. She agreed to it. And then we got to, I think we were sitting at 40. And I said, how are you looking? How are your numbers? And she says, I'm 40 and we're about 3 or 4 days out to closing. I said, great, listen, we're going to stretch. And I gave her the strategy and said, we're going to run to 100. And she says, well, I'm just happy with whatever happens moving forward. Right. And I'm like, right. Cause that's your shit. That's your insecurity. So let's lean into that insecurity because that's your belief system and let's exceed it. Let's raise the bar in your life. And so one of her fears was the fear of disappointment, right? So we become very addicted to our negative emotions because they're painful. So we want to avoid the pain at all costs. So anyways, long story short, we came a little bit shy of 100, but she well exceeded her expectations, 83. Incredible. Just had another amazing woman, one of my clients, just filled out her program as well, just started on the 12th. She's absolutely rocking it. I talked to her today, and we had a goal to fill 20 spots, and I think she's at 19, and she's got a couple people coming in today as well, so she'll clear the 20. And I remember she had two people signed up, and I said to her, great, we're going to hit 20. We always hit our numbers. By the way, guys, write that down. That's what my mentor taught me. We always hit our numbers, right? So the question that I asked her is, you're at 2. You signed up 2. You did it. You made that happen. So I said to her, what is possible for you if you keep going and doing what you're doing? And she's like, I can hit my 20. I can do this. I can do this. And a light bulb went off. And when I talked to her today, because now that she's filled, she's at 19, and I talked to her and I said, what happened? What was the switch? And she said, I just started believing in myself. I'm like, right, because what you wanted was always there. So the only thing you had to do was change your level of thinking. And that's a miracle. A miracle is a shift in thinking from fear to love. And fear, the fear of not filling the 18 more people to hit 20, is a lack of love. Fear isn't a thing, guys. It's not a thing. It's just you got love and then you have lack of love. And if you're feeling those limiting beliefs, right, those frustrations and those fears, then what those are, they're really stemming from a lack of love. So that addictive negative thinking is, of course, going to limit us from moving forward to the next step in our life, the next phase of serving and helping more people. So I'm really proud of these individuals for stepping out of their comfort zone. So let me give you guys some core questions that you can ask yourselves throughout the day. And you definitely want to write these down. I mean, these are things that have changed my life. So number one, I'll give you guys 6. So number one, if you find yourself stressing about money, or you find yourself saying things like, I can't afford that, or that will never happen for me. Now, typically, I'm not really big on the asking the how, but in this case, I do it and it works. So if you find yourself saying, well, I can't afford that, I can't do that, that right there is a belief. And that belief is not serving you. So that's a limiting belief. So if you understand that everything is energy in the universe, then you would understand that there's no difference to God or the universe to manifesting $10 than there is $1,000 or $1 million. Because the universe doesn't equate things and compare things as we do. It just is, right? It's based on emotion. So if you find yourself saying, well, I can't afford that, I can't do that, immediately you cut the miracle off. You deflect it immediately. But that's not who you are. So in that moment, ask this question. How can I afford it? How can I afford it? Okay, so let's say I want something materialistic. Let's say I want a Porsche. My next car that I'm going to get is a Porsche Cayenne, is my goal. So let's say if I think about that car and I go, well, I can't afford that car. It's an $80,000 car. How am I going to afford that car? Right? That's a better question, is how am I going to afford that? How can I afford that car? Excuse me. How can I afford that car? Well, that's an interesting question. How can I afford that car? Huh. And maybe that answer won't come to you right away, but you will start to retrain your brain to come up with solutions. What I'm teaching you guys is to problem solve. Write that down. You have to learn as an entrepreneur how to problem solve. And one of the ways that you can problem solve really, really fast is by asking yourself different questions. Right? Nothing is off limits to you guys. You guys are the best of the best of the best. You are. You guys were brought into this world. You're spiritual giants. You're pure light. You are amazing. And all of the limiting beliefs and the negative thoughts, that is your shit. That is your darkness, and it's not serving you. It's not serving you. Just take a look at your life. Your life is a reflection of what you're unconsciously committed to, right? The results never lie. So if you take a look at your life, you can tell exactly how you think because it doesn't reflect. I could come over and I could look at your body. We could look at your bank account. We could look at what you do for a living. And in a second, I could tell you how you think because your thoughts are going to directly reflect the results in your life. So if we move back to another question, so not I can't afford it, it's how can I afford it, right? So that's the first level of thinking. The second one, when we move into choices, right? So the question you want to ask yourself is, will this choice propel me toward an inspiring future or keep me stuck in the past? Will this choice propel me toward an inspiring future or keep me stuck in the past? And here's what I mean. If you bump up against resistance or fears, which are lack of love, and you pull back, you retreat, right? You retreat. Or maybe you need the help in an area and you're not getting the help, but you're afraid to ask for help, or you're afraid to reach out, or your thought pattern is, I'm alone, I'm stuck, I'm frustrated, I'm not getting ahead, why isn't this happening fast enough? That's your thought pattern. Then you have to ask yourself, will this choice propel me toward an inspiring future or keep me stuck? Meaning, if I surrender and go, well, I'm going to reach out to somebody for coaching, or I'm going to reach out to my upline or to my mentor, that's going to propel you forward. But if I pull back, I wallow, I open the fridge, grab the ice cream tub or the chips in the cupboard, or I sit down and watch TV for 3 hours, or I end up just, you know, doing nothing for my day, or else I just get, you know, really angry with myself or frustrated, is that choice going to keep me stuck in my past? Yeah. Right? So you got a pattern interrupt. I'm going to teach you what to do. But you first have to become aware of, like, what are you saying to yourself, right? Become aware of it. So the next question, will this choice bring me long-term fulfillment or short-term gratification? Will this choice bring me long-term fulfillment or short-term gratification? Right? So if you, what we call stand in the fire, right? If you lean into that fear of everything that's scaring you and you do it, you talk to someone, you prospect someone. I have a client that I spoke with last night and she's incredible. She's one of my elite clients. And she has a business in SEO, and she signs up clients at $1,000 a piece to do the service for them per month. And she has a few clients going. She wants to get more. And I said, great. So what's stopping you? And she says, you know what, Ryan? She says, I have a list of people, prospects that are potentially interested. She says, I'm pretty sure they're interested. Like, she knows them well. She's pretty sure she can sign them up. And she says, I have not talked to a single one of them, right? Right? So there's that fear. There's that major fear there. So that fear leads her to avoid taking action. And she'll go for a walk with her dog, or she'll, you know, clean her place. But that short-term gratification of avoiding calling people because of that list is not fulfilling her long-term potential. Where if she leaned in, and this is what she's doing, by the way, anyway, so if you're on the call, I'm really proud of you. She's leaning into that fear, and she's standing in her fire, and she's problem-solving. She's problem-solving. So she's, you know, we talked about this, and again, I said, what would become available to you if you talk to people on that list? Well, I'd sign up more clients. Right, and what would become available if you signed up more clients? Well, I'd be able to travel more. Right, and what would become available to you if you traveled more? Well, I'd have so many more life experiences in my life that I want to have that I'm not having right now. Right. You guys follow me? So it's about the questions that you ask yourself of where it will lead you to instead of pulling back for short-term gratification, right? Reaching to the food, or even in my case, short-term gratification is sometimes going for a run because I'm avoiding taking action in my business. So be aware of that, right? Next, am I focused on what's working or am I focused on what isn't? So here's the difference that guys want you to understand is highly successful people focus on what is working in their life, right? This is the difference between growing up in an affluent family or growing up in a poor family, is that we are so conditioned to focus on what? What is not working in our lives. By nature, by default, most of us go to focus on our pain, our darkness. I can't get ahead. I'm stuck. I'm frustrated. I can't afford that. Why does this always keep happening to me? Why are other people succeeding and I'm not? Right? I love, was on a live stream the other day with Marianne Williamson, which I highly recommend you guys go to her page. She does a free live stream, well, by donation, every Monday at 7:30 Pacific Standard Time. And it was beautiful. There was a woman that was in the audience, and she had a challenge with codependency. She was afraid to be alone. And what we found out is that her father had cheated on her mother with over 100 women. Over 100 women. Crazy. And so this girl was asking Marianne, as a live question, Marianne Williamson was standing in the audience 5 feet from this woman. And she said, you know, how do I move forward and get over this and not have this carry into, you know, when I want to have kids and not have this carry into my life? How do I move forward from this? And Marianne looks at her and she says, if I had a bucket of water, I would throw it on you right now. And then you could have seen the girl's look on her face. And she basically like spiritually bitch slapped her. And Marianne says, see, this is the problem. She says, people get stuck in their darkness and they don't recognize what they are, pure light. So what? Your husband or your father was a player. Big deal. Hasn't happened to anyone else, right? So she just basically just totally went into her. But what she was drilling home, and I'm drilling home with you guys, is sometimes we get really stuck on our story and we become addicted to being a victim. We become addicted to, oh, woe is me. I can't get ahead. What's the deal? You know, and we become stuck on that story and that becomes our results. And sometimes we need somebody, and I have to tell my clients, like, knock it off. Stop. Like, one of my clients, I love her to death. She's getting to the point now where she's finally aware of these self-sabotaging limiting beliefs. And she's actually present in the moment when she notices now when she's sabotaging herself and she goes, whoa, I'm going to catch myself. I don't need to do this. And her business is on fire because of it, because she's learning the things that are not serving her anymore and letting them go. So let me ask you guys this. Do you focus more on the things that are working in your life, or do you focus on more of the things that aren't? Right? So focus on the things that are working in your life. Celebrate those. Lean into those. One of my newest coaching clients, I love her. She just got started. We just did our first call. We went through a lot of her darkness and a lot of her limiting beliefs and fears, lack of love. And then we went through a couple significant moments she had. One was giving birth to her son in her home that were really just amazing, beautiful moments filled with joy. Another was when she got her first paycheck with her home-based business. That was like amazing, a moment. Amazing, amazing moment. And we talked about, okay, great. So what was some of the most incredible moments over this past week or over this past month that you were just elated about? And she had a really hard time thinking about that. And, you know, came back to her son, a brief moment with her son that she really enjoyed. And I said, right? So can you see how you're very focused on the problems in your life, but when it comes to celebrating something that's amazing and beautiful, it's almost like we brush it off, like it's not significant enough. So let me go back to my pain and stay in my pain and wallow in my pain because it feels good, right? But it's not serving you, not serving you or people around you, or your bank account, or your freedom. So I said this to her. I said, great, here's your goal for the week, is to stay in your space of light and lean into that space and acknowledge yourself when you feel joy, when you feel happiness, when you did something out of your comfort zone that made you feel good, and I want you to email me every time you do. And last night she emailed me, and she said, I'm so excited because I helped someone lose 20 pounds in 20 days because I had the courage to go out, reach out to that person, and they did it because I had the guts to talk to them. And she was so proud of herself, and I was so proud of her for doing this. And so she's celebrating that. She's celebrating her brilliance. She's celebrating her life. She's focusing what is working on her life versus what isn't. And so she started asking herself different questions. And I guarantee you, she's setting herself up for an incredible business. So let's move on to the last couple of questions. Does this choice empower or disempower me? Does this choice empower or disempower me? It's a great choice to ask you guys. So if you find yourself in a situation where you are wallowing or where you're procrastinating, by the way, this is a bit of a mind blow. People are like, I'm going to teach you how to get over procrastination. Chances are if you're procrastinating, you don't want to do it anyways. That's why you're not doing it. Because if you really wanted to do the thing you're procrastinating on, you would have just done it, right? The things you enjoy the most in life, do you have to force yourself to do them? No. So chances are you might actually want to look into that maybe you don't actually want to do the thing you're trying to procrastinate on. So let's talk about these choices that empower us, right? So if you're stuck, are you doing things that are disempowering you, right? And you know, because your energy will decrease, your vibration will decrease, your happiness, your joy, everything. You'll go unconscious. You'll go unconscious. And then you'll have some kind of behavior to calm yourself down. And to be totally honest with you guys, that behavior could be food, that could be sex, that could be loathing, that could be gossiping, right? It could be anything to make yourself feel better, to rebalance yourself. It could be anything. But those are all lower vibration frequencies, right? Why do we have anger? Anyone know why we have anger? Anger is a cover-up emotion. It's a secondary emotion to guilt or shame. The reason why we have anger is because it pulls us out of the lowest vibration in the world, which is victimization. We're powerless when we're victims. When we're victims of our circumstances, we don't feel we can get ahead. We're powerless. Powerless to take action. Anger is great. Is great. I have several clients that I have to get their anger kicked in because they're so in victim mode that they're powerless. And once they get angry, it's like, F yeah. Yeah, they're taking action. They're doing stuff. They've gotten out of powerless. Anger is a higher vibration than having guilt or shame. But it's still not a great vibration to build your business from, but it's a great stepping stone to get your juices flowing, your energy flowing. So the question you want to ask yourself is, does this empower me or disempower me? And if it's empowering you, right, what's empowering? Anyone know? What's empowering? Empowering is when you're taking action. You just like took action and you had a breakthrough. You did something that scared you. You were consistent with your diet today like I was and exercise. You consistently showed, that's empowering, right? You woke up in the morning and maybe you journaled or you meditated or you focused on what you were grateful for today. Maybe you prayed or maybe you gave back to someone that was in need. That's empowering, right? So are the decisions and choices you're making in your life, are they empowering you or are they disempowering you? And ask yourself that. And you can ask yourself that when you're in the moment. And the next one, and I've said this, guys, to you many times tonight on tonight's call, if I took this action, what would become available to me, right? If I took this action, what would become available to me? And you know, right, everything that scares you, lean into that. What would become available to you? And can I receive this, right? It's one of the things I'll talk a lot about with my clients. The two biggest challenges my clients come to me with are this. They don't believe they have any value to share with the world, or they don't believe that they can charge for their value, right? Network marketers on the call, some of you guys are probably really scared to charge for the $500 or $1,000 packages. That's being afraid to charge your worth because you don't think you have any value to give someone. People who play the lottery, aka their statement, their motto is, I am no value to other people. So I'm going to play the lottery in hopes that I can make money because I don't feel I have any value to offer anyone. So can I receive this, right? So that's number one. And the second one is receiving. So charging your worth, right? Going out there. And the second one is receiving, being able to receive that. So the two questions that I always use are, if I took this action, what will become available to me? So let's say more money, more freedom, more happiness, more time, more joy, bigger difference in other people's lives. Can I receive that? Yeah. If the answer is yes, then step in and do it, right? Step in and do it and just ask yourself those questions. So that is all I have for you guys tonight. I know we went a little bit over, but I hope that you guys enjoyed this call. We do these calls every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all the replays are up on my site at ryanyukomi.com. You can find all the details there. And what I highly recommend you guys do, you can book a free 20-minute strategy call with me on there. So if you feel you need some one-on-one coaching and some more in-depth coaching specifically to what your block is, I have a process 100% that will help you. I know, because this is what I do for a living. So you can go there and you can book a 20-minute strategy call. And if you need and want higher-level coaching, we have 3 different coaching packages, Gold, Platinum, and Elite. You guys can go check those out and obviously register for those and kick off your coaching process. And I'm just really, really proud of you guys. I'm proud of you guys for investing into yourself. So I hope you guys enjoyed this call. We'll catch you guys next week on the line. And I can't wait to talk to you in person, over the phone, over email, and, of course, on social media. Have a wonderful evening, everyone. This call is officially over.